I'm going to talk to you about today comes from my heart, from my experience in life, from playing this role as messenger, which I take very seriously, from my efforts to wake up the young people, from my family, from all the letters that I get, people that I talk to, just like I've talked to many of you here today. I've learned some things, and I think these things need to be passed on to you. And I think you need to start examining yourself, your agenda, your mission. Who are you? What are you about? What do you believe about America? Is it true?
RadioFri.com.
Actually, I think I'm extremely optimistic. I can see a future where we get back to small-scale agriculture, people working together on the land in harmony with everything else that's going on the planet, and growing food for communities, growing in a much more sensible way. It's a beautiful occupation, and many, many more people should be involved with the very basic thing of growing food for us so that we can all enjoy this planet.
You're
people are going to begin to question what they're learning through the media, begin to question what they're really learning in universities, because they're not teaching the truth. They're teaching the official party line. Purpose of education today is not to reveal, but to conceal the truth from our young people. And without knowledge, my people perish.
This is their philosophy. Govern the people with authority to establish peace under the rule of law. To conquer the mighty and to show them mercy only once they are conquered. Now that is the philosophy we're talking about. So govern the people under, to establish peace under the rule of law. So whose laws? What set of laws are we talking about? So what they deem peace is really control. When they have you under their control, under their structure, their rules, their regulations, okay, their operational organisations, that's their version of peace. You are not free. You are nowhere near free. You're not allowed to express yourself. You're enslaved into a system where you must work to survive.
The reality is most of the world's agriculture is organic. And we see a lot of this industrialized mass production here in North America. Even in Europe, there's a lot less of it than there is here. But for years and years, people have been able to feed themselves and to bring food to the to market. And with very scientific organic farming, you can get phenomenal yields. So it isn't the case that organic farming is non-scientific and industrial farming is super scientific. It's two different forms of science.
The organic farming is by far the most productive, healthiest way for all of us. And all the other spin-off effects from farmer suicides in India to the loss of wildlife, to the loss of worms, to the, you know, the loss of, to the disappearance of, to the runoff problems, they all vanish if we just go back to full organic farming.
Is it really true that organic food tastes better than non-organic?
I mean, anyone knows the difference between a fresh organic strawberry picked in June versus a square cardboard California strawberry. The one is deliciously wonderful, the other is like cardboard.
Well, taste is obviously a very personal point of view, and for me, whenever I taste an organic product, it's almost always better, more flavorful and better tasting than any comparable commercial product. I think most people have found the same thing in the growth of farmers markets and the growth of local food systems have been testimonial to the fact that people like the taste of organic. Clearly, when things are grown more locally and when things are grown with more care for the soil, they do have more flavor because they have more nutrients, because they've traveled less distance, because they've been processed less. And that all adds up to taste. So the profitability of large-scale food companies compared to organics is questionable. It's really about subsidies more than anything else.
The only other concern in my mind then was, well, what if the whole world was to eat organic food? Because we hear people from the big companies like Monsanto saying, oh my goodness, if the whole world ate organic, you have to cut down all the rainforest, you'd have to sort of tear up all the wilderness areas in order to have enough food because the yields are so low. Well, when you look into the actual performances of organic food, you find that the yields, fascinating, in the developed world, when you change to organic, you get an average yield drop of about 20%. But that 20% is not a drop in nutrients, it's only a drop of water in the plants, because they've been bulked up by the fertilizers. In the developing world, when you change to organic, you get an average 93% increase in yield. And over the world as a whole, you get around 75% more calories per person on the whole planet with organic food than you do with current existing food. It's quite amazing. If we'd really want the planet to be healthy as possible, with food for everyone, the whole planet should go organic.
The movie The Siege contained heavy subliminal messaging. Just one point, remember that it's used the Constitution to resolve the difficulty. However, their intention is to use executive orders, so there is no Constitution, for will there be a judge with authority to stand against a dark organization? The realization of that will quickly demoralize the people. That was another sleeping pill of greater magnitude than you realize. Asking for shielding and for discernment was quite effective, and it will be most helpful to use it as the situation progresses. It is something that will need to be done by each, and not something that can be done for a group by one person. Again, we go back to the law of individual responsibility. It will be necessary for you to know that the planetary consciousness is changing. Let us compare this to a breathing pattern. It is though the planet is changing at steady intervals of inhale and exhale to an irregular pattern of a deeper inhale as compared to the exhale of gathering of internal energies. That is an area of our discussion that has not been covered. The planet too shall participate in the plan to change the situation. Remember that all manifestation at all levels is the result of the projection of thought into malleable ethers, your name for creative potential. And that thought is interactive within itself in the ability to maintain balance. You can perceive that you are beginning to experience a focus of change in a cooperative energy vibration. This has the potential to synchronize the inhabitant consciousness to blend with that of the planet as a whole. Perhaps this will allow you to begin to understand why we belabor the point of importance of the parenting cell being of the consciousness that will produce this blending vibratory ratio. There'll be a quickening of the latent emotional connections to the planetary consciousness, and after the suffering on her part because of the mankind's infliction of selfishness and greed, but to the area of consciousness desire for change to a new and different experience. Remember, this is not the first civilization to experience here, and you do not know the history of these previous scenarios. Just as you experience and learn, so also is this repeated in the evolution of the planet as a whole. Here you begin to see the damming up of energy that is occurring now. When a hole in this dam is released in a direction that the whole of this energy can blend into cohesively, then there can be a release that will flush away the infection and bring about healing of marvelous proportion. Just as the journey begins with the first step, so also this begins with a tiny hole in the dam by the formation of the first cells of the birthing process. It is not yet clear exactly what the planetary involvement will be, as it depends upon the blend of energy that the parent's part of the process that is contributed by humanity. It's the key that unlocks the whole of the project. We, of course, have observed various scenarios of possible energy combinations similar to your computer projections and find that each brings forth a vastly different combination of possible reactions. Each leads to a similar end conclusion, not only in different combinations of similar elements, actions, and reactions, but in different elements, actions, and reactions entirely. Therefore, definite conclusions cannot be made even from this perspective. Isn't that interesting? We think so. Thus, once the selections are made and the first cells begin to act in the creation of the possible dream scenarios, it will still not be possible to project much clarity of it until it, the dream scenario, becomes clear in the minds of these groups as a whole. Can we guide this process based on our test projections? We wish we could, but that would be an unacceptable interference. In this case, the guidance will have to come from a higher source than we are. There's little doubt that the highest of high is most interested in what is happening here, and that source will be available for the exact help that's needed. These miniature planetary think tanks will be allowed to play with possibilities, but the request for high source help will no doubt have much powerful input into the completion of this process. I can assure you that this level knows mankind to its very core and will guide the process. But there must first be the movement beyond desire into active thought projection for the purpose of manifesting this new experience. After the creative dreams of possibilities, then follows the purposeful focus process to place the skeletal outline into place. The great reward will be the painting in of the details of the experience of what you have created. The joy of this part of the process will be wonderful indeed.
Bye. The most valuable possession that any man or woman can ever have. Freedom is the ultimate achievement of all humankind, and until this nation was created, no people in this world, ever in the history of the world, had ever possessed it, not even for a second. The men who assembled on Lexington Green understood that you cannot be free, you cannot have freedom. You cannot have safety and security for your family, for your children, and their children, and their children, what they call their posterity, unless you are willing to die for it.
Two of my friends and I went to a ranch in Fredericksburg, Texas, and took what Terrence McKenna calls a heroic dose. 5 dried grams. Let me tell you, our third eye was squeegee quite cleanly. I'm glad they're against the law. You know what happened when I took them? I lay in a field of green grass for 4 hours going, my God, I love everything. The heavens parted, God looked down and rained gifts of forgiveness onto my being, healing me on every level, psychically, physically, emotionally. And I realized our true nature is spirit, not body, that we are eternal beings, and God's love is unconditional. There's nothing we can ever do to change that. It is only our illusion that we are separate from God or that we are alone. In fact, the reality is we are one with God and He loves us. Now, if that isn't a hazard to this country, you see my point. How are we going to keep building nuclear weapons? You know what I mean? What's going to happen to the arms industry when we realize we're all one? It's going to fuck up the economy. The economy that's fake anyway. Which would be a real bummer, you know. You can see why the government's cracking down on the idea of experiencing unconditional love. It's interesting. Isn't it interesting that two drugs that are legal, alcohol and cigarettes, two drugs that do absolutely nothing for you whatsoever, and drugs that grow naturally upon this planet, drugs that open your eyes up to make you realize how you're being fucked every day of your life, those drugs are against the law. Wow. Coincidence? I don't know.